All right. So last week, before we break, we did a break with Bosak. He's running our board right now. And he asked us what Falcon we'd want to have a beer with, beer or soda with, you know. And there was, I think we had some good answers, but we asked the fans to tweet in. We're going to give a fan a prize for the best one. So let's look at a few of those real quick, if you don't mind. Put that up there for me. All right, how is this one? Let's say I'd pick OC for the beer under one stipulation. I get to try on Super Bowl rings. That's good. That's good. Reed, you take this one.
Yeah, Falconcast would rather have a beer with Harry Douglas and get to know the real secret behind at Secret Deodorant. Which secret favorite? Great tweet. That's
pretty good.
Yeah, have this one.
Brendan would like to have a beer with Croy Bierman because his wife would like it.
Oh, come on, man. Make your own decisions, Brendan. That's awesome. All right. Oh, look at this one. This is my favorite one that we got.
Yeah.
I'd like to have a beer with this Bosak dude. When I first read that, I'm like, oh, that's hilarious. They want it. And then I was like, wait a sec. Is that your dad's Twitter account? And he's on, and we're also giving him a free plug for Jim Spirit Wear.
Yeah.
That's right.
So there you go.
Bosak, explain this.
Jim Spirit Wear, it's my dad. He watches, I guess he's a big fan of the show.
What's up, Jim?
He wanted to chime in, and I guess he thinks I'm a player on the Falcons.
All right, so Jim, we just gave you a free plug. So
Jim Spirit Wear.
How about making us some Falcon Cast shirts? What do you say, Jim? Huh?
Yeah.
There we go. We need those.
We want some Falcon Cast custom-made gear there. That'd be good.
Hey, right? Speaking of dads, my dad, Jerry, avid watcher of the Falcon Cast, told me his because he's not on the Twitter.
You got to get Jerry on
don't
Twitter.
I don't know that we need to do that. I don't know that we need to do that. But he would like to have a beer with Terry Rubisky and Brian Cox. So, coaches, if we can make that happen. You know my father. And,
yeah,
and those three together would be.
I'd join in on that. That'd
be a bit of a hoot.
All right. So, I'm as much as I'd love to give the prize to Jim Spirit Wear, I think we'll go to the Secret Deodorant one. What do you guys think?
There you go.
Agreed.
So, congratulations. That's pretty funny that you got Secret Deodorant to favorite a tweet. You do that, you win.
Harry's still trying to get that endorsement deal too. So.
Oh, I know. Every time I interview him, he tries to plug it.
So he'll be happy. We'll tell him that we mention it here.
Which, by the way, can we go like Truth Network here? Have you ever used the Secret Deodorant? I've had to. I've been like last resort.
Yeah,
and I had to go with it.
More as a last resort.
Oh, it's awful.
I as well suffer from sensitive armpits. So, Harry, I understand your frustrations here. But I found a brand that I enjoy very well.
Yeah, I agree.
That is not Secret.
Sorry. Yeah, it's all Harry.
Reed's been quiet over there.
I'll admit, I've tried my wife's once, twice. That's about it. But no,
tell me about your sweating habits with the hashtag sensitive armpits.
All right, break with Bosak. What do you got for us today, Brian?
All right, if you guys could live if you could relive any sports moment that you witnessed on TV or in real life, this time you'd relive it in person, which sports moment would you relive?
That's a good question.
It's a great question.
So would I can be my age now and go relive it?
Correct.
Man, I might want to go to 1980.
That'd be the Dogs.
Technically, I was born. They won the national champion. I can't believe I haven't witnessed that, you know, kind of being a fan and being an alumni. But I will say this too, 91 World Series was amazing here. The city was, it was pretty special. And I got to go to a game or two with my dad. And if I could do that again, that was pretty cool. So that was nice. That would be fun.
That was very good.
Yeah.
For me, I grew up a Buffalo Bills fan in Western New York. And
you almost went and shoveled some snow, right?
Hey, $10 an hour, not bad. So I grew up there and was a Bills fan growing up before I actually until the day I got hired here. And so back when the Bills were on their playoff runs, you know, that wild card game against the Houston Oilers, the comeback game, I can't remember how old I was, maybe 14, 15, and I was at home and turned it off. Because it was just so out of hand. After the Oilers scored in the third quarter, turned it off, went and did some, played the Super Nintendo. You remember the Super Nintendo. Bosak doesn't know what Super Nintendo
F-Zero was.
I was a Genesis guy.
Nintendo 64.
Yeah.
Get out of here. So I would go back and relive that because I, first of all, didn't watch the entire game. And what an atmosphere that that must have been. I heard that actually there were a lot of people who left what it was then Rich Stadium, and they heard that it was the Bills were starting to come back, and so they tried to get back into the stadium. They were climbing the fences to get
back.
That's
awesome.
It was pretty cool.
I love stories like that.
Going back to our childhood days, I grew up born and raised in Minnesota, so grew up a diehard Vikings fan. 1998, Randy Moss, rookie year. We go, you know, the Cowboys play on Thanksgiving every day, every year. We go into Dallas, and Moss just torched the secondary of the Cowboys, and we came away with the win. That was followed by the, you know, the post game turkey bowl outside in the snow. We get a lot of it in Minnesota, so priceless memory.